that rocks.
Well, hey there. Good morning. Rockets, Hunter.
Well, hello.
Well, hi. How are you?
Good to see you.
7-12, 7-13, I'll round up. Today, we are going to see some clouds. Not a bad day, though. High of 48. The record was set in 91 at 52.
Whoa.
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 Yeah, it would kind of be like this tomorrow, because I don't really feel like... I wanted to be crappy today, so I just go to bed.
It was cold and crappy. It'd make my nap a lot easier. tomorrow, we are going to see some rain and snow, high of 38. And that is pretty much the forecast then for the next handful of days as temperatures drop a little bit. All right, let's do your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your Morning Dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777 or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Taking care of all of your stuff.
Yeah, all of it.
Perfect.
A lot of it.
According to a new survey, Super Bowl hangovers are going to cost employers big bucks this week. Businesses are expected to lose about $620 million in productivity, an increase of over $100 million compared to last year. The survey also found that about 14% of employees will either be hungover or, quote, extra tired when they roll into work today. And 6% of workers are expected to call in sick or do the bare minimum of their work from home. They can fix this. Put the Super Bowl
on Saturday.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
Like, why does it have to be on Sunday?
It's because it's the nostalgic of it. It's the way it's been, Brock.
I guarantee people who played in the 60s aren't going to care.
Right.
Like, well, okay, it's Saturday. I don't care.
Yeah. It's so true, though, man.
Glenn Dawson smoked a cigarette and drank a Fresca at halftime at the first Super Bowl. I don't think they're going to care if they put it on Saturday.
I mean, imagine what that party would have been last night if it was on Saturday.
That's all I could think about. Again, I had a great time, but you and I had to be up so much earlier.
Right as the game got over, we're like, well,
time to go. Say our goodbyes and get out of there.
Kind of felt like an ass, but at the same time, it's like, hey, man, I got to get up.
Yeah. So, no, I the fact that they and that businesses aren't getting behind this. Like, yeah, let's make it Saturday so I don't lose millions of dollars.
Well, that girl at the party screaming, anybody want some shots?
Yeah.
Might have had a little different choice if it was on Saturday.
I would have ruined my Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't. I had to be a responsible adult.
So now we just ruin Mondays.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not going to be productive. I'm going home and taking a nap. I'm coming back for that meeting, but I'm missing the rest of the day.
Yeah.
Unless my boss is listening, I will be here for the all day. Anyway, enjoy your hangover today. Lastly, according to a new study, men who own high-status cars, such as Mercedes, Audis, and BMWs, are more likely to be jerks. You jerk!
What a jerk. Look at this clown.
You jerk! Researchers found that guys who drive expensive cars are more likely to be self-centered, argumentative, stubborn, disagreeable, and lack empathy. To be clear, not all owners of luxury cars are terrible. The psychologist found that they can also be organized, ambitious, respectable, and often high-performing.
Yeah, there might be something to that.
They didn't say what people are like if they drive a 2001 CRV.
Just badass. Watch out. It's just greatness all around.
They didn't say what kind of people they were.
You know, I have heard recently, though, in the Ferrari community, that it's kind of like, it's always been like, Ferrari. But a lot of
Ferrari.
People, like, I guess, like Ferrari's business has gone down because, like, the stigma of the community is just too arrogant.
Well,
people don't want to be a part of it anymore. They're like, dude, I don't want to be part of that.
Yeah.
Like, so I'm going to go and buy this other car now.
Yeah.
Like Ferrari for a while has been, talking about it.
Yeah.
Like, we need to fix this.
Yeah, everyone thinks we're jerks.
You know?
But I wanted a Ferrari, Kate.
I want it. Acuras are really nice.
You know?
Can you see it, though? Like, for instance, around here, Southwest Michigan.
Yeah.
Brock from the radio is cruising around in a Ferrari. Yeah. Now, if you're outside of your own body and you're looking at that, what are you thinking?
As soon as I see someone in a Ferrari, I'm like, look at that jackass. I bet she's got a
sweet car, but
I bet she's got a small donger, man.
You know?
Nice car, jerk.
Isn't that bad, though?
It's like, terrible.
How you can immediately like put something on somebody like that?
What it comes down to is the fact that someone spent,
hundreds of thousands.
Yeah, what's the cheapest one? Like $225,000.
No, you can get a California now for like $75,000.
No,
yeah,
really?
Yeah, and I think there's one even cheaper than that.
No,
yeah.
I'm buying a Ferrari, no, bro.
I'll get you a Ferrari cake.
How about Ferrari has this. Acura is really nice.
The Morning Dub, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock